It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. John chapter 21, verses 1 to 25. You have to read the whole chapter to get the story. This is after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died and was buried, and according to the promise, He came out of that grave, and He gave visit to His disciples many times, in a group and individually. Now, this is the third visit in a group of disciples together. The Word of God says Jesus Christ, after the resurrection, 40 days visited His disciples. He was not staying with any disciple, or He was not taking groups of disciples wherever He went. So that's why Peter starts saying, I'm going for fishing. So some of the followers of Jesus Christ said to Peter, we are going to follow you. You have to read the whole story in this 21st chapter of John. I do not have time to tell you everything in detail. But when they went for fishing, they could not find a single fish. Whole night they were fishing. I think Peter might have remembered that first time when he was fishing, he could not find fish. Jesus Christ came in his boat. Jesus Christ told him to put it in the deep. And he said, according to your word, I will do it. And they got lots of fish. Even the other ships were filled. And they start sinking. At that time, Peter said, I am a sinful man. But Jesus said at that time, do not be afraid, I am going to make you fishers of men. Means you will be catching the men. So they gave up everything and followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Now they stayed with Jesus Christ for 3.5 years. Now Jesus Christ is risen. And Peter and his disciples didn't know what to do next. Jesus told them to go to Galilee and I will meet you there. So now, these people were waiting for Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ would come and give them the last message. Here the Peter and other disciples went for fishing and could not find a fish whole night. All in the morning, Jesus Christ comes and Jesus Christ asked them, children, have you any meat? And they answered, no. Then Jesus Christ said to them, cast your net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. Now, can you imagine? This is the same situation. Peter said, first time, we toiled whole night. But according to your word, I'm going to let my net down. Now, Jesus Christ asked them, "Do you have any food?" They said no. That means they were hungry and they could not find a single fish. And this time Jesus did not say, "Put it in the deep," but this time Jesus said, "Put it in your right side." Last time he said, "Put it in a deep," that means deep relationship with God. Put it right. Do it right. Means I'm going to tell you what to do for your future life. And they did it. And the word of God says they got multitude of fish. Jesus said, "Bring of the fish which you have now caught." And then he says, "Come and eat." Here we see, before they got fish to the shore, Jesus Christ already had fire and fish cooking. And Jesus Christ says, "Come and eat." Jesus didn't need their fish. Only he said, "Drag your net out of the water." But the fish was already cooking. There was a bread and fish, everything ready for them. What the word of God is saying? Jesus says, "Martha, Martha, you worried about so many things." The same way these disciples were thinking now. When we were with Jesus, we didn't worry about food. We didn't worry about shelter. We didn't worry about clothes. Now, Jesus Christ is risen. He is not staying with us all the time. We don't know what we're going to do. So Jesus Christ said, "Come and eat." Jesus Christ cooked delicious food for them. And now they were satisfied. Then Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this?" Now many people will say he was asking the question to Peter, "Do you love more than these disciples?" Jesus would never ask that kind of question. Why? Because that will be like a jealousy or division or envy to other believers. He was saying, "Do you love more than this fish business? I called you to follow me, and you are going back to fishing business. Do you love me more than this business?" And the Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Then Jesus Christ said, "Feed my lambs." Each time Jesus asked him a question, "Do you love me?" He says, "Yes, Lord." "Then feed my lambs," or "feed my sheep," and "feed my sheep." Now someone would say, why did he say this? In a church, there are lambs, means Sunday school children. There are sheep, mean adults. And there are other sheep, which are senior citizens. If you are a pastor, you should have Sunday school, you should have adult classes, and you should take care of senior citizens. Pastor has all this responsibility. So Jesus Christ said, first time, "I will make you the fishers of men, you will catching men." This time he says, now you already learned to catch people. But you cannot leave them and go for another business, fishing business. You should take care of them. You should take care of Sunday school. You should take care of adults. You should take care of seniors. And you should take care of my flock. Pastor means shepherd. And Jesus called Peter as a shepherd. Later on, if you read the letters of Peter, he says, "I am a shepherd. Jesus Christ is the good shepherd." So he has called us to take care of his sheep. God loves you. See how he said to Peter, take care of lambs, take care of sheep, and take care of sheep means feed them and take care of them and supply their needs. Jesus loves you. Jesus says, my sheep will hear my voice. Would you like to listen to Jesus Christ and follow him? Then please give your heart to Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I want to follow you. Please help me to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer and you want to just follow Jesus Christ, he will give you a chance. Now you are a child of God. Find a church. Find a good shepherd where they take care of the children, adults, and the older people. Find that kind of church. There you should be growing. I'm going to pray for you. If you have sickness and disease, you are frustrated about your life, live for God. Dying is easy. But living with Jesus Christ is much easier than you think. Trials and tribulation problems would come. But Jesus said, I have overcome the world. He is with you and he is with me. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the listeners. Give them grace and let them know Jesus Christ has started a good work and he is going to complete it. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them follow the Master. Lord Jesus, you supply all their needs. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, Jesus has called you with a definite high calling and no turning back. You will be so happy when you stay in Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.